Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Chan. And it's mine for Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. We'll have Miss Tiffany with an eye come on. We're going to be talking about preparedness. But get your pencils and paper ready out there because we're going to be a bit short. We have some projects. We don't keep you long. I hope you had a great weekend. You know, we are being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. It's a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you to go workshops, education, but we focus on empowerment of the young minds out there. And I want to share with you, no matter what may have happened yesterday, a new day of fresh possibilities has dawned. You are not the same person today as you were yesterday. That's one of my favorite messages by Stockley Cato. And also to share with you, perseverance is strength. We have to be strong out here. It's a lot going on, okay? In every sphere of endeavor, people who continue to make steady efforts win out in the end. When you hit a wall, challenge yourself with a thoughtless spirit, knowing that if there's a wall there, evidently, it has to be something on the other side of it. So I'm just going to bring you in. You know, we need a lot of love out here. It's a lot of stuff going on, okay? A lot of stuff going on. But the love you want to start with is the love that you give yourself. So you're waking up. We want to wake you up. And that does not mean get up out the bed. That means wake those blood cells up. Stay woke. Stay aware. Be observant. Be strong. And more so, be kind. And start with yourself first. Welcome in. I know you had a great weekend, but we're going to have even a better, better week.
Sure that I'll be loving you always.
might reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns and starts running the sky.
We are speaking of preparedness today. We have Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I recognize it. I change it. And I complete it on with us this evening. Tiffany with an eye. Mindful Monday is going on. And how are you today?
I am doing well. How are you? It is Monday.
Yes.
It is it was a cloudy Monday, but yet a good Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're all good. But I know you, because I know how you beam and shine out there no matter what. And, you know, the sun rises and sets every day. And even on a cloudy day, we know it's up there. So no matter where you were, what was happening, I know you was pushing those sun rays out there, putting a smile on someone's face. That's why we love you over here. So, yep, it was cloudy, but not coming from our hearts. We shine no matter what over here. We just shine, shine, shine.
Mm-hmm, that's true. So today we're talking about preparedness, right?
Yes.
Being prepared.
Yes.
Well, I usually give an astrological forecast. Obviously, I'm not an expert or guru over here, but I do like to keep people informed. And I will just remind everyone that now is a great opportunity to get things done because all the planets are aligned in harmony. There's not a planet in retrograde. There's not anyone, a planet trining, you know, conflicting. All the planets are smooth and, like I said, in alignment with each other. So that's what I will say for our planetary note. And when I think about preparedness or being prepared, especially nowadays, you really have to start to prepare yourself for whatever it is that you want. You know, in the future here in 2023, we're going to see a lot of changes. They're all going to be good, but to some, it'll look a little different. And you need to know what you want in order to get prepared and be prepared for these changes. So you and I have spoken before, and I've expressed to you that, you know, major corporations are going to be making major changes by the close of this year. And so what we're used to, you know, brick and mortar, we will have less of the brick and mortar and more of the digital platform. So I would really encourage people, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you know, and if you're thinking about starting your own business, do it. We're in a very ripe position to do whatever we want to do. There's lots of creativity and innovation right now because we're entering another age. So, like, this is a time, like, right before the industrial age is where we are right now, like, right before we transition to something else. So if you're thinking about it, do it. And prepare yourself, you know. Do your research. Know what you need, you know, and kind of get an idea and see whether or not you might want to work with a company that has already been established that might give you the freedom to do to work as you want to work, which that's another platform, or being an entrepreneur and solely doing and taking on the responsibility and having employees and whatever that is and whatever that means to you in whatever capacity you want to work. So as these changes are coming up, just get yourself prepared. They're not scary changes by any means, but the more prepared you are, the more research you do, the more you get in tune with yourself, the more you know who you are, you know your purpose, you know some very vital information to move into a different direction, be prepared. And it's great. You know, we in California have a lot of earthquakes, and I remember 10 years ago, we don't have that many, but 10 years ago, they were, you know, putting out the signal that, or the information about earthquakes and being prepared and, you know, pack water and items that, you know, canned items, canned goods and things that you would need in case of an earthquake. And it's the same thing, you know, as we transition into this new platform, this digital platform. Do your homework, be prepared, know who you are and what you want. So, you know, when the changes come, you're not going to be too shocked. You know that they're coming. And so how you do that, you know, you get guidance from God, you get guidance from whom, you know, Buddha, wherever, however you get it, you know, tune into yourself, tune into that entity, so that you can be the best version of yourself going into 2023, which is already here, be the best version and what's going to work best for you.
Yes, yes. I'm in agreement with that, and we have to be prepared about everything because things change moment to moment. You and I know that. And I'm so glad that you brought that up going into digital. If you're not savvy in the digital, go take some classes, okay? Find out as much as you need to find out. So because everything is going to be moving that way, okay? The currency and everything else, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, pay attention, do research, ask questions. But as Tiffany with the mat said, do you. And that what nobody wants you to do. Do you. Because when you move from your heart and you move from your desire and your determination, it's going to be full speed ahead. And no matter what, you know, well, we're speaking of the weather today. It was very cold. You know, we go in and out. But I like it when it goes from hot to cold. I like it when I see people, you know, walking around, and I like to fix hot chocolate if I'm working with crews and things like that. And they show up, now I have hot chocolate prepared for them, you know, as a warm, welcoming greeting to let them know I'm thinking about them, because, you know, we're all out here. But when we talk about the weather change and we talk about preparedness, anything could happen. But you can also make the impossible, because with all of this stuff and different insights and persons with their own opinion, and you know how that go, and those naysayers, you always keep in mind what prepares you is to keep on the top of your brain cell that no matter how cold it is, winter always turns into spring, always. You never see spring going in winter. Winter turns, always will turn into spring. That is one of my favorite quotes. That is what keeps me moving no matter what. And I talked to them about perseverance today. And also, but I also want to share before we go, you know, it's like we cannot never forget how far you've come, everything you've gotten through, all the times you have pushed on even when you felt you couldn't, all the mornings you got out of bed no matter how hard it was, all the times you wanted to give up, but you go through another day. Never forget how much strength you have learned and developed along the way. And again, that sun rises and sets every day. And no matter what, even on a cloudy day, everybody knows it's up there because it does what it does. So we must continue to do what we do. Don't throw away everything that you have gained when you run into a hardship. Don't sway. Again, always turns into spring. And on that note, you know, we talk about food. I went into the market today. You know, I love macaroni and cheese. I really like to make it from scratch, but sometimes, and I saw the little bitty package of macaroni and cheese that used to be $3 or $2.79 was $5.99. I said, you know what? This is crazy out here. So my statement today, I want persons to be mindful of finding alternates out there. Cook in bulk. When I say cook in bulk, take a day. Cook your pot of beans. Cook you some greens. Whatever you eat, cook in bulk. Casseroles. Casseroles are very, very stretchable and they're very, very healthy. Cook in bulk three different things. Get you some freezer bags. And after they cook, separate them and put them up in your freezer. That way, when you want a meal, you just pull it out. And if you have a large family, you know how we are about those soups, okay? But cook in bulk so that you don't have to try to figure out what you're going to eat the next day. If you package all of those things in the freezer and label them, all you need to do is pull them out and drop them in a pot of water, and your meal is there. Cook in bulk. You green eaters out there, or you, whatever you like, fix a large portion and divide and separate it. It's going to save you some money because these prices are crazy out here. You know, you want to say go on strike and don't buy anything, but we need to eat, okay? That we have to have, and that's why they're like they are. But if you pull back and slap back, some of those prices perhaps might drop back down to where they're supposed to be. That was my take on Mindful Monday. And like you said, Tiffany, with the knot, research, know what you need, okay, and get in tune with yourself. First of all, you want to find your purpose. You want to find your purpose.
And the first question you should ask yourself is, who is purpose? Who is purpose? Purpose is you. No one can give it to you. You can't buy it. You can't learn about it. Everybody has an individual purpose. If you do not research, settle down and start talking to yourself. Quit listening to everybody else and what they think you should be doing. You have to move on what you need to do. It's time. Things are changing. As Tiffany Lynn Mash say, we expect you never know what to expect. We've gone through a lot. We found out about our resilience. We found out about our creativity. Most of us have gotten kinder to each other, starting with ourselves first, because that's the first person on top of the list. You set those priorities out there. So on this Mindful Monday, like I said, we're short and we're sweet. We just wanted you to be prepared for whatever there is. You know, some people save money for a rainy day. Some people buy in bulk. You know, I know I'm a coffee drinker. I know I like coffee and cream. I buy that in bulk because that's what I use. You know you're going to have toothpaste. You know you're going to have toilet tissue. Whatever you need. Prepare yourself so that you're not running out every day getting it, and you don't run out of things that you use every day. That is a form of preparedness. Everything is a preparedness out there. Traveling, going to your on your daily routine, set you up a checklist, okay? List it out so that you're not spinning around, burning up extra gasoline. Get your route and work that route. That's a form of preparedness. Everything we do, we have to prepare for it. You have to prepare your pillow that you put on your bed. You fluff it up. You prepare a nest so that you can rest your head on a nice fluffy pillow if that's what you like. It's all about preparedness. When young adults are going into their careers, it's education. It's education. They prepare themselves to step out into whatever arena. Sometimes it works out and sometimes it don't, but at least they're prepared. And they're prepared in a way that they can change up. They have options out there. Prepare to have options. When one door closed, you step over to the right and step into the next door. And if anybody's in your way, you either go around them or run over them, one or two. Okay, but it all starts with you at the end of the day. It all ends with you, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you think you can't do. We're going to leave that word out. Can't. We're not going to even think about it. And whatever happened in 2022, let it go. Move on. You know, it's about forward movement and not to keep yourself blowing around on a tree limb like a leaf. Okay, get firm. And start with you. That's our mindfulness for the day. I just wanted to put it out there because we got several projects over here that we're working on and getting out in the community. Everything is opening up. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears opening because we're getting ready to bring some things to you. Okay? Keep your eyes open, your ears open, and save your Starbucks money on some of them occasions. Okay? Because it's not going to be as we say, free, okay? There's going to be some good stuff happening out there. So those fine cups of Starbucks you get every week, knock it down to two and put that other aside because we're getting ready to bring some stuff to you. And we want to bring it. We want to bring it right. And we know, we already know you're going to like it, okay? We wouldn't bring it if we didn't think you were going to like it. So Keep an ear open. Pay attention. Save your money. Okay, put a little bit aside because you're not going to be free. Because this is some good stuff coming, okay? It is some good stuff. We want to keep those brain cells moving, that blood moving in your brain, not just get up out the bed and stomp the floor. We want you to wake up, stay woke, stay safe, and stay observant and be aware. So it's Mindful Monday. Tiffany, I'm tired of standing on my pulpit today because we got some things to do. I said it was going to be short and sweet. Can you give us a mind thing to carry us on. You'll be back with us on Friday, but we still got to lose the wins and Thursday, okay? Give us something to glide on out here, please. Even if it's the spaceship, we're getting ready to get on the ride across the universe. What do you have to tell us today?
Well, I'm so glad that you brought up the, you know, the pricing, you know, prices of food. And I will say that I have tried your recipes. You know, we get on, we talk about some of the recipes, and I can honestly say that, you know, once I cook the beans, I can make, like the other day I made black beans. So I had tacos, I had a chicken bowl, I had nachos, so with the black beans, so, and then I put the rest up, right, to freeze.
Okay.
But it's wonderful because you can take it out when you need it. When
yes.
you're hungry and you don't feel like cooking, you just take a package of beans out and you can, you know, maybe fix rice, and there you've got a meal and put some salsa with it and or guacamole, whatever you want to do, and you've got you've got a meal. You can add a tortilla if you'd like, you know,
right.
to the bowl. But I, you know, just made those variations because I had made the beans. So, you know, once you make the beans, you start thinking about different options that you're going to use them in what
yes.
dishes. So it was,
yes.
it was they were delicious. So the recipe
well.
Was great. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to do that, and it goes a long way. It really does, because you can, I mean, I'm not a big eater, but I made a pot of them and still have some in the freezer, but was able to make those dishes.
Well,
so.
I'm here, like I said, and I'm glad. Thank you so much. I'll share and care, you know, what little I know. I'm not the chef with the chef hat on. But I do like good food, and I come from good cooks, and everyone around me are excellent cooks. So I really, really pay attention. So if there's something I want to prepare, I either remember what I saw or I pick up the phone and ask for help. But I'm going to share beans and soup, and you want to do stretchable foods, okay? You want food that is going to stretch and that's going to last. It is ridiculous. I saw that little packet of macaroni. I said, let me go home and make me some macaroni. That way I know what's in it. Have they lost their mind? $5.79, okay? Macaroni, it's enough in a pack. You know how to do it. You get cheese and do it from scratch. Some people use the Campbell's cheese sauce. Mm-mm, make your own sauce, okay? We'll talk about that, too. Like I said, I'm not Martha Stewart over here, but I do like good food, and I will every now and then. My stove does not have a lot of activity. If I put on 4 burners at the same time, I might get up and walk out of here thinking I have lost my mind. But when I get ready to go in to do something, it's very tasty, and I'm always open to share. I'm not going to put that chef sign out there, but I'm open to share. And for the parents that have young adults love soup. They love soup. Young adults like veggies that you have to almost, how can I put it? When I had worked with young children, my children ate broccoli. They ate everything. And how did I get them to do it? When they would say, I don't like that, I would say, oh, have you ever tasted it before? No. Well, how do you know you don't like it? Okay, just put your tongue on it. You don't have to eat it. Just put your tongue on this. And see, once you hit that taste bud, you got them. And they love broccoli. They love cauliflower. We would make butter. We would make sauces. You know, half of them would have to stand up in the chair. But we would be in the kitchen cooking, you know, eating and talking about the food. So I had a group of young adults that ate every vegetable that I gave them because I hit that taste bud. So parents out there and the older siblings that have to cook for the youngest siblings, you can use that trick. And call me and let me know if it works for you. Give us a call, 323
769-5879. Give them a call and let us chat. I want you to try. I'm going to put a challenge out there, okay? And if you participate in that, I might have a surprise for you. But try it. Let them just put their tongue on it and see what happens. That's an old-fashioned way, but it's a way that works out there. So I'm through with the food portion. You're talking about the beans. So when I speak with you, I'm going to, I know you like casseroles. I'm going to cook up a casserole, a lobster casserole with peas and carrots and rice. Oh, yeah. Now, I know you like lobster, and we're talking about real lobster, not that imitation stuff, okay? And I'll make that casserole, and you're going to enjoy another thing. So that's my Martha Stewart moment over here. And
awesome.
I'm just going to say thank you. Thank you. You, Tiffany, with a nine for Monday. You know, we got big projects over here, and I'm dealing with a lot of different personalities and a lot of different types of crews. So I have to have my faculties right so that I can keep myself balanced, okay? The weather is changing, so I want to make sure if I have to do any business with them that they're comfortable. You know, so I might just make them some nice, set it up so they can have some nice hot chocolate when they arrive, you know, let them know I care. And whenever you let anybody know you care about them, you always get the best of the best from them because you're demonstrating the best of you to them. Listeners, keep that in mind. Be nice out there. Be kind. Take care of people. Let them know that you care about them. And in order for us to get and do what we have to do, and as we're going through these hard times, I'm going to play this song and I'm going to take it on out with it, because in order to make a move, stand up for yourself, have the courage to speak up, speak out, have the courage to persevere, and don't stop, don't retreat, never give up, no matter what, you have to you just have to have a fearless attitude. So I'm going to take us out with Fearless. Tiffany with an I, we love you. And I'll be talking with you. Okay? Thank you, thank you. Let's get on this spaceship and make a move. Listeners, we love you. We will be back tomorrow with chakra number 4 with Tiffany. Not Tiffany, I'm sorry. Stephanie, all these E's up in here. It is the beginning of the week. We love you. Enjoy your evening.
We care, share, we love all through the land.